the swearing, Paul.
It profoundly bothers you.
Yeah.
Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes!
Scream Queen!
Kingsman 2, it's back. Less than a rags-to-riches story this time.
We're from the Kingsman Tailor Shop.
London's favourite self-aware spy snobs have returned to thwart a drug cartel.
Maybe you've heard of us?
They're a super-secret British spy ring, and in the sequel, the main character Eggsy's all grown up. The training wheels are off, Colin Firth is presumed dead, and the Kingsmen are headed off to the United States.
Your American cousins... We'll be working side by side.
They're going to Kentucky more specifically because they've got to tackle an illegal drug operation known as the Golden Circle.
We engage in an aggressive business strategy.
Julianne Moore makes for a really awesome villain. Like, she has these twisted motivations and her lair looks like a hellish 1950s nostalgia trip gone wrong.
Kingsman and crumpets.
On top of that, there's some casual cannibalism, and she somehow manages to keep Elton John hostage like a pet. Her backstory's also really rich, she has motivations, and she just makes for a more interesting villain than your typical deranged business entrepreneurs who turn into bad guys. There are some problems with Kingsman 2, and they're pretty similar to the problems Kingsman 1 had. And it's that upper-class British elitism is kind of gross, no matter how much self-aware dialogue you throw into your script.
Manners maketh man.
You know what that means.
And no matter how much you disguise the idea with awesome fighting scenes and cool gadgets, constant suit appreciation is just still that little bit repulsive. Like, at times I felt like I was watching a live-action gentleman's playbook for 16-year-old boys whose biggest dreams are owning a designer suit.
You've got brains.
But look, Kingsman 2 is really fun. It's an entertaining enough spy movie. If you loved Kingsman, you'll enjoy the sequel. But if you're expecting more from a modern spy movie, it does little to break convention. It gets 2.5 out of 5.
Triple J.